Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evan and Tiki on a very, very, very busy Monday. Brian Daboll out as head coach of the New York Giants. Joe Shane is back. And you may not have realized this, but the New York Jets have a 2-game winning streak as they actually won a game coming out of the bye, beating the Cleveland Browns yesterday at MetLife Stadium. We talk about it with the great Joe Beningo, and his Monday call-in is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit FreezeTheRate.com, H.O. Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Can you believe it? 2 in a row, Joe!
That's unbelievable. But before I even get to that, my condolences to you with your basketball team. I know it's only 9 games, whatever it is, into the season. But, you know, bro, really, I feel for you because I have no great hatred for the Nets, and I just feel bad for you.
The Nets still in the league.
To make matters worse, Joe, I decided last night after the Jet victory to celebrate by taking my youngest son, Spence,
to the Garden.
To Madison Square Garden.
That was a good move.
Was it? But he survived. We left the Garden, and he's still a Nets fan.
Is he? Well, good for him. You know, maybe by the time that he's, like your age, the Nets might be good.
That's my goal. Maybe in a decade, they'll become good.
Right.
What'd you think of this one against Cleveland, coming out of the bye after trades?
Loved it, bro. You know what? I think this game really spoke well for the coach on a number of levels. Number one, we win after the bye, which we never do. I think we lost 9 out of the last 10 after byes. I thought that was something, you know, considering all the distractions this week with the trades and everything, you know, for them to come out and play like they did, you know, was terrific. And here's the other thing, too, bro. To win it, and I know the Browns stink. I mean, this is about the weight class of teams that we're in right now. I understand that. But it's a game you can win, and they did. And I understand the Browns stink. But to win this game, and I think this is something to look forward to going forward the rest of the year as well, especially if Fields is going to continue to be the quarterback. To win a game when your quarterback plays like he played yesterday, when you throw for 50, really, it was like 12 yards because you take away the 42-yard screen to Breece, who, by the way, can they throw the ball to him more? Mm-hmm. He threw for 12 yards. It's really unbelievable when you think about it.
Yeah, no, they won a game while not playing actually a good game, at least not offensively. Special
right.
teams and defense was fantastic. And it's the big issue that the Jets are going to face now and going forward is what the quarterback situation is like. But if you're winning games, who cares? You know what
right.
I mean? It's just like deal with it when you have to deal with it. Right now, it's the only option you have with Justin Fields, and you hope that every now and then he has a game like he had 2 weeks ago before the bye or in week one against the Steelers. But for the most part, run the football and play good defense.
That's old school. That's it. And look, I wouldn't mind seeing Tyrod Taylor. I mean, I think this would be a good spot for him this week to play Tyrod Taylor. But I mean, but be that as it may, it doesn't really matter that much because how many more games will we win with Tyrod Taylor? Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, you got to think that way too. But, you know, that's what I want the rest of the way, Teak. Look, there's 8 games to go. I look at it this way. Give me 4-4. I think there's legitimately 4 winnable games for them. You know, I don't expect them to beat the Patriots. If this was a long, normal Sunday game coming up, I'd feel better about it because, you know, the Patriots are coming off a big win. They've won 7 in a row. You know, to me, a little bit of a statement game down in Tampa, beating a good Buck team on the road and all of that. You know, and a little separation now with New England and Buffalo. Buffalo's really got some issues. But playing on a Thursday, 3 days later, that's going to be a tough spot. And then they got to play the Ravens. So they're probably going to lose the next 2 games. But, you know, Atlanta, the Jaguars, I know the game's on the road, but so what? The Jaguars, maybe Miami, although Miami looked like a world beater against Buffalo yesterday. But still, you know, they're at home. That's a game they can win. You know, certainly New Orleans on the road. So, you know, if they can win 4, even 3-5, you know, going into next year and the coach has got this team playing well and, you know, you're actually winning games with this quarterback, that's not bad.
Well, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question because I know your answer, but I need you to say it because it's so impactful. Can you tell the Jet fans, the dopey Jet fans, and even some of the Giant fans I work with, like Sean,
I know where you're going.
Can you remind them that winning is actually cool and that we shouldn't be here tanking for draft picks?
You're 100% right. I am so tired. You know, you're crying. I mean, to Sean Marash, did you get your quarterback in the first round last year? Was he the first pick in the draft? You know, I'll take him. He could be my quarterback. It's unfortunate he got hurt yesterday, and obviously with Dable, the writing was on the wall.
Right.
But you got a quarterback if you're a Giant fan, okay? And you didn't get him with the first pick in the draft. So this idea that you have to have the first pick in the draft, it's nonsense. The draft position is nonsense. If you're a Jet fan, there's guys out there. You saw everybody loves Mendoza after the great drive to beat Penn State, and he was looked terrific. You know, Dante Moore looked good in Iowa in the rain, you know, leading them down the field and to win by a field goal. Looked good, some great throws. I love the kid Pavi at Vanderbilt. There's guys, you know, the kid at Alabama. So whatever the deal may be, you don't know. Nobody knows who's going to be, the guy. Mm. So you draft where you draft. You know, if you can make a deal to move up, if you really like a guy and that's the guy you want, and you know, you got the draft capital to make moves, you make the move. You got to stop worrying about, you know, let's lose. What, you want to be 1-16? I mean, if you're a Jet fan, aren't you tired of losing games?
Yes.
Don't you feel better today?
Yes.
Okay? You wake up on a Monday morning, oh, you know, we won yesterday. You know, for whatever you want to say about it, it took 2 kick returns for touchdowns. That helped.
But whatever. You know?
Whatever
you
it takes,
score how you
we
score.
Won.
Hey,
that's
right. Did you have on your bingo card that Will McDonald would out-sack Miles Garrett?
No.
He was ridiculous yesterday.
He was a demon yesterday, and I got to give him credit, too, for this. You know, he changed his number from Gastineau's number to number 9, and that's a great move by him. And by the way, I want to say this to Fasano as well, okay? And he's a fine player. He got beat once by Miles Garrett yesterday, but that's fine. It's Miles Garrett. Change your number. I want to see the Jets retire Nick Mangold's number and get another number, Ole. How do you say his first name?
Olu Fashanu.
Okay, get another number in honor of Nick Mangold, and especially if he winds up in the Hall of Fame. But with that said, no, I did not have that. McDonald was great yesterday. How about Quincy Williams yesterday?
Awesome.
Here's a guy. He was all over the field. This is a guy, and I think that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not. Maybe Glenn was playing with him a little bit to motivate him.
But, Joe, that's what good coaches do.
Right.
That's what good head coaches do.
That is exactly right,
if you're underperforming what you're supposed to do, guess what?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not playing. Right. Period. I'm sitting you down. You want it back? Earn it.
Right. You know what the great Parcells used to do with LT? He'd go up there. He would, to get LT wound up, he'd say, hey, you know that guy Pat Swilling in New Orleans? You know, he's looking a little better than you are, you know, and that would fire Lawrence up. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, Tiki. No question about it.
No doubt. You can't not give Aaron Glenn credit for that.
And that's what we're looking for. Because
right,
when they start the season 0-7, we're all looking around thinking, is he the guy? Should they fire him after 1 year? And we're looking for signs of life. And the combination of winning, seeing players responding to benching, you touched on it. They just traded away two of their better defensive players, and they didn't come out flat. They didn't come out looking awful. Like, I think that matters because we're still trying to figure out, can this guy be the head coach? Can this guy be the answer?
And that's the story, and that's why you want to win games going forward. We're set draft-wise, okay? We got as good a situation as we could have in the draft right now, okay? Just don't worry about, you know, oh, we got to get the first pick. You know, I hate that. It makes me crazy. I mean, don't you want to – if you are an intelligent football fan, this is how I look at it, Teague. Mm-hmm. You know the deal when it comes to the draft. You've been watching this game. There's plenty of Jamarcus Russells out there. It's happened over and over again. You know, Zach Wilson was the second pick in the draft. I mean, there's no science with this. You know, in a lot of ways, you got to get lucky. And you got the capital, make it count. That's the bottom line.
The other thing, and there's no way for me to prove this, Joe, but we've been talking obviously a lot of Giants today, as you can imagine. The Giants constantly find ways to lose. It's like a science.
Yep.
And I wonder if all the losing over the last 3 years contributes to that. Mm-hmm. So I think that winning is just healthy for the guys to get used to winning when next year or the year after, the expectations are a little bit higher.
Right. No question about it. Now you look, that's like I said. Look, if they go 5-12, okay, fine. All right, they're still going to have a top 10 pick. And there's a lot of teams. Look, right now the Giants are below them. The Saints are below them. I know they played one more game, both of them, you know, but Tennessee is, so they're not getting the first, just realize this, Jet fans, we're not getting the first pick in the draft.
Right,
it's not going to happen.
But you only need it because you want to take one of the quarterbacks.
Right.
But there's five or six quarterbacks, and I have no idea which one is going to be the best.
There's no question.
Somebody's going to mess that up next year, I promise
you. And even this, Teak, and look, I think we got to get our quarterback, but if they said to themselves, and I don't know if I want to see another year of Justin Fields, but if they said to themselves, look, I don't know if the guy we really want is in this draft, okay? And there's a lot of people talk about next year's draft is better. You know, I love Arch Manning, whatever. It doesn't matter. Maybe you say, you know, hey, maybe next year I'll take my quarterback. Mm. I mean, look, would I be happy about it? I wouldn't. But if it worked out in the end, you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean.
The other option, and I don't know if you even want to go this route, but it's an option with all these draft picks, is if a veteran becomes available.
No.
No. Out of hand, no.
The answer is no.
You don't want
I don't want
veterans?
Joe Burrow for three number ones. I don't want Kyler Murray. Give me a break. That's the last guy I want. You know what I want? I want my guy. You know, every time, outside of maybe Vinny Testaverde, every time that we have gotten somebody else's quarterback, whether it was Neil O'Donnell, in all due respect to you, Boomer, whether it was Boomer Esiason, whether it was Brett Favre, whether it was Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't work out. We have to draft our guy. I'm telling you right now. This idea that you get Joe Burrow's hurt all the time. I don't want to hear it. He's missing. I don't know. They say he might come back this year. This guy's he's always hurt. You know, he got hurt after they went to the Super Bowl. Nah, let him stay in Cincinnati. He belongs in Cincinnati. We got to get our guy, okay? It doesn't work out. Like I said, Vinny, it worked out a little bit. He had the great year in 98 and all that. Had some success a little bit after that. But you know, outside of him, man, he was never great where he was before he got to the Jets. Remember that. Mm. It wasn't like these other guys who all, you know, their career was with another team. So I want my own guy. To me, that's the bottom line.
So Trevor Lawrence becomes available. You don't want him.
Absolutely not.
Now,
I'm not giving up a bunch of number ones for
that's the
Trevor
problem
Lawrence.
Is what you're going to give
that's
up.
That's exactly right.
You didn't
right.
position yourself
that's right.
trading
that's
away
right.
two of your best defensive players to go take somebody
right.
else's.
The only guy.
Right. That's
the,
right.
The only guy I differ with you on is okay. Joe Burrow. Because I think he's the one guy that could
but
come here.
So not giving up three number ones for
but
Joe
he's
Burrow.
So injury prone.
Right. And you'll be screaming when he gets banged up three, not even like Aaron Rodgers, the first play he plays as a Jet.
And it's all different stuff.
Thank you.
It's always
want,
something
right,
different.
Right, right. I want no part of him, Ev. No part of Joe freaking Burrow, okay? I want my guy. My guy. Get it right. You do to get it right. Get us our franchise quarterback. The only way it really ever works, okay? I know Matthew Stafford, but he was already good in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's be honest about it, okay? So you got like that. It's a different kind of situation. Rarely do you see your franchise quarterback as a guy. I know it happened with Drew Brees. It did happen with him.
Right.
It can happen.
But that
I'm
was,
not
that was it, also another unique kind of situation.
Right. They had Phillip Rivers, right. whatever you want to say. But it can happen. I'm not saying that. But the chances of that happening are not high.
Is there anyone, as of right now, you lean to above everyone else in this draft?
Well, I like Mendoza. I think he's the guy. I think if I had to pick one right now, I think it's him. I've watched him. What he did in Penn State, that was an NFL winning game winning drive he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a tough play. I know Penn State's it's a bad team. The coach is gone. The quarterback's out for the year. They're not the same Penn State of years gone by. But still, a tough place to play. And he drove down the field, and he looked great. I mean, the kid made a great catch at the end to
right.
win the game in the end zone, the toe tap. But at this kid in Oregon, too, man, I watched that game on Saturday. I watched the Oregon-Iowa game. I was interested to see him play in a tough place to play. I mean, Iowa's not great, but that's not an easy place to play. It was a rainy day and all of that. And he wasn't phenomenal, but with the game on the line, when they fell behind, he made some throws. Go see a couple of the throws this kid made where he put the ball in as tight a window as you could have, and especially on the game-winning field goal drive, he made an unbelievable throw to set it up. So, I'm trying to look at as many guys. I like Simpson. I didn't watch much of the Alabama game, but I do like him a lot. I still like Sellers from South Carolina. He hasn't had a good year, but mm-hmm. I still like him. I love Arch Manning, no doubt. And I'm telling you, I'm going to give you this guy, too. And he's small, and this is the problem with him. Diego Pavia out of Vanderbilt. He reminds me of Mayfield. He's got big guy owns, big time. he makes all the plays. He's tough as nails.
Right.
You got Vanderbilt. In a playoff, they're 8-2 Vanderbilt right, in a freaking playoff hunt.
I don't think he's going to be a first rounder.
Probably not.
If you want him, you can get him later.
Yeah, probably. But he's a guy that I wouldn't dismiss him. Teague, the size is the problem.
Right.
Obviously, that's the size with him. But there's guys out there. But I would say if you ask me right now in this draft, I would say Mendoza's probably the guy.
One thing about this current team that's almost becoming comical: they can't force a freaking turnover.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
They're still
they don't
stuck
have
at
an
one.
Interception. Right. Right.
I was looking it up out of curiosity.
It's
what's
unbelievable.
What's the record for the fewest turnovers forced
right.
in a full season? And the answer is, you want to guess like the fewest turnovers
it's
ever forced by a team?
It's got to be four or five.
What
four,
is it?
Seven.
Seven?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that over a 14-game season?
That's over a 16-game season. It was actually 16. Done by the 2018 San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
They forced seven turnovers. The Jets are on pace to shatter that record.
And they don't have an interception. I thought when Fields finally threw the pick yesterday, I said, okay, maybe we'll get one now,
Yes.
It didn't happen that way. By the way, the other thing I got to throw out there, too, Breece Hall. Can we pay this guy? I mean, I've said this before. I didn't want him gone. He is the best offensive player we have. You could give me Garrett Wilson forever. We've won two games, and both of them, Garrett Wilson was a complete non-factor. Now, he got hurt again yesterday, didn't play in the game against Cincinnati. But, and it doesn't help when you got a quarterback that can't throw the ball. I mean, that doesn't help it either. But this is our best player offensively, and they should pay this kid. I mean, and throw the ball to him more than once.
They don't do it enough for some reason.
They throw him a screen pass finally, and he looked like Tiki Barber running by the defense in the old days. You know what I mean? I want to see that.
He was good, and it sounded like after the game, because I was listening to Aaron Glenn's press conference about Breece Hall. He loves the kid.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting on the same page of what the number is going to be. Because a week ago, we were talking about how Breece Hall might want out of this Jets situation. And why didn't you trade me at the trade deadline? But then you turn around, and when it matters, you're feeding him. And he performs. That deserves it. And he's not old. He's 24 years old.
And there's going to be a young quarterback next year, and you want to supply that guy with as many weapons as possible.
You definitely do. And we got to get Garrett Wilson healthy, and we got to get another receiver on the other side. You know, if you're going to use Mechie like they did, do I need to see a reverse 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage?
That was the test.
I mean, come on. And by the way, too, how much – F, tell me you didn't go nuts with this. Think about this now. All right. First of all, Kevin Stefanski. I've heard Jet fans, you like Kevin Stefanski. Okay, let's look at the last 2 minutes of this game.
Right.
They got a 4th-and-1.
Brutal.
Right? They're down 27-20. They're running the ball down our throat. Let's be honest about it. And what does he do on 4th-and-1? He throws a pass, and McDonald sacks the guy, sacks the quarterback. What are you doing? And then here we are, 3rd-and-16. This is so jet-like. 3rd-and-16. They get a defensive holding penalty to give us a first down. And then with the game on the line, 3rd-and-5, right? 3rd-and-5. You know they're not running the play. I mean, you knew they weren't running the play there. And the guy jumps offside to end the game for us. I'm like, wow. I mean, this is why the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns as well.
It felt like we were on the reversal for the first time ever.
That's
we were
right.
watching the Jets lose a game the way we normally lose a game.
Right.
It was nice to see.
It was. And one other guy I want to throw out there, and that's Isaiah Williams, because he was a big factor in the Bengal game. He was a big factor in the passing game in that game. And like I said, with the way Fields played, nobody could have been a big factor in the passing game in this game. But this kid, taking it to the house on that punt return, they got something with him. And I want to see him involved more in the offense. I have to say that.
No doubt. Well, let's see if they can shock the world Thursday, because nothing would be sweeter than sticking it to them.
Like I said, don't expect – you know, these next two games are going to be very tough to win.
Pats are well coached, man.
And if this was a Sunday game, if this game was Sunday, I'd feel better about their chances to win it, because maybe you catch it. You know, like I said, the Patriots have won 7 in a row, a big win in Tampa. Maybe you catch them a little bit of a letdown, you know, but playing on Thursday on a road, that's almost impossible.
Going to be rough. Thank you, Joe. Great talking to you.
All right, guys. God bless. All the love.
The great Joe Beningo in his weekly spot. So I guess we'll talk to him on Friday after the next Jets game Thursday night against the New England Patriots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.